This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Yo, what's up? It is about that time. About time for some crazy talk, outrageous talk, talk without limits. That's right, you're inside the juke joint with your boy, DJ Smooth D. All the hits, all the time. So now, come on, D, take it away. Yo, what's up? This is your boy DJ Smooth D playing the hits for you. Thank you so much for listening. I am in the house. I am ready to do my thing. This is Juke Joint Radio, and of course, this is the podcast. The Juke Joint is now open. Everybody is coming on in the door. We're going to have that smooth talk, outrageous talk, and of course, we're going to have the best in Southern Soul, blues, and R&B. And of course, family, I want to thank you again for listening, loving, and enjoying the podcast. I know 2020 was a little bit of a rough moment for everybody. And of course, you know how that is when you have, everything's bad. But we made it through. So welcome to 2021. And of course, the podcast continues. So I want to thank you for listening and enjoying my station, my podcast. And of course, the episodes will continue. We are back on it, y'all. You see the madness that happened over the last few weeks. So we're going to speak on that a little bit. The Trump madness. We're going to call this Trump blues. Because tell you something, I've never seen people lose their mind until something goes wrong. So shouts out to all the folks that thought that 45 was going to win. Joe Biden did a great job. And, of course, we got our first female vice president. Of course, this lady is bad. Her name is Kamala Harris. You know how that is sometimes when people think that, hey, that you're not going to do right. You end up doing right. So I have been previewing social media and all of the madness that's been going on. And I see people losing it. We had a juke joint open a couple of days ago, and we were, you know, behind the bar. Some folks was having coffee, some folks were having drinks. It was a little early for me, so you know how that is. But I tell you what, when you get right down to it and you get to the end of a situation, when it all comes to a head, look what happens. January 6th, these folks went to the Capitol, damn near tore the Capitol down, and you know what happened? Social media bit them right in the ass. They bit them. It bit them because the FBI is now rounding people up by the hundreds. Like we were saying that, you know, people these days, they think they are above the law. I'm not going to call no names or pull no chains, but these folks thought that they were above the law, but their social media, they making videos and dropping on the gram and on Facebook and on Twitter. And the FBI proceeded to come right down their timeline and just pick them up. These were upstanding, law-abiding citizens. At least that's what people think. But you know how that is, you know. And like they said, they've been drinking the Kool-Aid, you know. Just want to say to everybody, again, you know, we're going to keep the joint open. I think the governor going to let us have it open for a little while. You know, she said just wear a mask, and if you feel like taking the vaccine, take the vaccine. But you might need to be careful with that one. Because there has been a proven study and a known fact that if you just take something after the first round of trials, it ain't always going to be what it's supposed to be. So shouts out to all my old folks, the elderly folks, the senior Americans. Y'all, you know, if you see them out and about, give them some help. You know, we always want to see all the elderly folks and all the old folks. We want to see them do well as well. Shouts out to all these fools out here that's got that stimulus check. That little $600, you probably went and bought you a TV or something like that, you know. Some rims for the car, you know, instead of putting in your rent and your bills, which that's what the check was for, you know, the highlights of 20 and 21. And I was watching videos and I was watching these Trump supporters and these people that say that this man won this election. But my thing is, man, you sit there, you say you won the election, but it was highly likely that he could have actually won the election, you know. Us old black folks, we probably would have went ahead and, you know, said, okay, it would have been cool, you know, to have him for four more years. Some folks don't even like him. But if he just had took care of that pandemic, that thing we call COVID, if he had just done his job on that, I think he would still be hanging around. But you want to believe that the stuff don't exist. And people, you know, we're at 400,000 people that have lost their lives to this. We got over 25 million people that have been basically have been infected by it. And we got a new strain of it. So it's just on and on and on. And, you know, as I tell everybody that come in the door of the juke joint, hey, we gonna roll it just like this. Put your mask on or you gonna get out. That's just the way it's gonna be. You know, so if you don't like wearing a mask, stay at home. We don't care about you coming, but we don't want nobody sick either. We just coming out to have a good time, enjoy some blues, kick back, you know what I'm saying? And enjoy and you know, live a little bit of life, man, because we've been sheltered in and been, you know, riding around here. We got to go ahead and wash our hands and all this stuff, although you should be doing that anyway. But I'm just saying, man, let's just get this to where we can kind of live. You know, people always talk about, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. But it all goes back to this. Everybody says they are pro-life. If you so pro-life, put your mask on. That's all I ask people to do when they come by. If you ain't got no mask, hey, I got some bandanas at the front, though. You can have one. You know, if you ain't got no mask, cool. We'll serve you outside. You know what I'm saying? I got an outdoor patio. You can sit out there and drink your drinks. If you don't want to wear no mask, that's all right with me. But if you're sitting in the joint and you're having a cold one, you know, and you ain't having a cold one, or you done finished your cold one, slap your mask on. We want everybody to live another day. We don't want to see nobody in the hospital, none of that mess. But back to these Trump supporters, man. These folks, they run around here saying that Trump won. But yet and still, they over here in the corner, they done certified the election. They told the folks in Congress, they said, hey, let's certify this election. Joe Biden in the White House. Kamala Harris, she in the White House. So let's just say it like this. If you are a Trump supporter, which I know I got some listening, and I really don't care. If you come into the juke joint, leave Trump outside. You coming to have a good time, come on in. Put a mask on. But the point of that is, man, the man is gone. He's gone. He's out of the White House. They done disinfected the White House. It took them 8 hours to do it. And it still ain't clean. So, suck it up. Take it like a grown man, grown woman. If you don't like it, like they said, move out of the country. Like he told us, leave the country if you don't like it. You ain't gonna miss a beat. You know what I'm saying? Take your blues and go on. You'll be all right. But anyway, I'm going to play a few blues tracks for you. I'm going to play I call him Granddaddy Bobby. This man has been in the business for many, many decades. Let's listen to, let's do, what you call it? Bowleg Woman? Oh, Bowlegged Woman. Oh, okay. Cool beans. Let's go into that. We're going to play a few more hits for you. We're going to get back to this Trump blues. Or we're going to call it 2021 blues. Hell, I don't know what we're going to call it. We're going to call it something. But let's play some music for you. This is your boy, DJ Smooth D, playing the hits. Southern Soul, Blues, R&B, and of course your favorite blues favorites. Let's get into the music. Bobby Rush, bowlegged woman on Juke Joint Radio. Thank you so much for listening.
I won't go. That's the way you spell Chicago. Knife and a fork and a pretty green. That's the way you spell New Orleans. Hey, little girl, in the tight, tight sweater. Hey, baby. Girl over there with the hot pants on, turn her loose, Jane Brown, let her turn me on. It's me and you, baby, go hand in hand. You the bow-legged woman, and I'm a knob-kneed man. In my room, boom, 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 boom. In my room.
A man. Shut up. Girl, I'd love to be a fly on the wall when this thing tells it all.
Said you want her to be free, so you finally walked out on me after I begged and I pleaded with you to stay. Said you needed another lover, but I think you done found yourself a brother. She really tells you the truth. I'd love to be a fly on the wall when Pauline Day had a real name on. Just between you and me, that's a secret Victoria can't keep. It's gonna happen late one night when you got your head about tight and you decide to dim the lights and have a ball. I just hope you don't get mad when you let the cat out the bag and you find that the cat that you had really was a dog. I love to be a fly on the wall when your new girlfriend tells it all. Tell me what you gonna do when she really tells you the truth. Secret Victoria can't keep. Huh. I sure hope you're ready for the big payback. You know, I can't believe that you left me for her. I mean him. Her, him, her, whatever. How many Paulines do you know that wear a size 14 and a half shoe,
running around the house with a gold robe on, saying, I will survive. Sound like Barry White to me. I'd love to be a fly on the wall when your new girlfriend tells it all. Tell me what you gonna do when she really tells you.
Family, thank you again for listening. This is your boy DJ Smooth D, Juke Joint Radio, and of course this is the podcast playing the hits for you. In the back we was having a cold beer and Miss Keisha Brown, Fly on the Wall. Happy 2021 to all. We are almost a month in. Doesn't seem like a month, but we are in there like swimwear. So shouts out to the Queen DJ Unique. Also, the station WUNK Southern Soul Radio. That is your source, of course, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, of course, the hits are for you over there when the podcast is not rolling. I'm going to do better, y'all. I'm going to open the juke joint more often and get the doors open because it's pandemic, man. We've been in, what you call it, in shelter, I guess, on quarantine at the house. And so... didn't have a chance to open it. I'm sorry. But I don't want nobody to, you know, the governor told me I couldn't open it, you know. She told us, she said, well, you got to sit on quarantine for a little while because we don't want nobody to get the COVID-19, the virus. So, as I said, hey, you know, when you don't have the right leadership in the building, there tends to be some problems. So, shouts out to all my folks across the country and around the world. Shouts out to my folks in the UK and, of course, Japan and China and the Netherlands and Amsterdam and the U.S. all over the 50 states. There's one thing that we can say. The blues is where it's at. So, shouts out to you guys. Thank you so much. The folks are believing whatever they hear. Social media is, in some aspects, should be taken down because people believe whatever they want to believe. You know, it's not a situation of, we're going to ask and verify. Or we're going to, you know, get our information directly from the source. They just assume that, you know, whatever's happening is happening. You know, they're saying that, Joe Biden is a pedophile, which I think that's a bunch of brouhaha, you know, a load of crap. They're saying the African American community is citing a riot with Black Lives Matter, but until we have black lives, that when black lives matter, all lives are matter. So shouts out to that movement, of course, young folks and old folks alike. All colors out there protesting and, you know, keeping this ever vigilant. So shouts out to y'all. Thank you so much from the Juke Joint. Shouts out to all the artists. Thank you so much again for continuing to make this music for me to play. And to all the artists that are listening to my podcast, if you want your music played, I'm here. I'm ready. You know who you are if you're listening. And you want your music played in over hundreds of countries. I don't even count some days, you know, in the juke joint. Send me the music. If you can find me on social media, of course, DJ Smooth D. You can find me on Twitter. at DJ Smooth D 3434. So send me a message, DM me if you want your music heard around the world. Couple things I ask you when you send the music or you send me a track: make sure it's labeled. Make sure you got your metadata in it. For those who don't know what that is get you paid. It gets you linked to Apple Music and Amazon Music and all these digital outlets that make you money. I don't make no money with this. This is a love of the music. I've been a decade in internet radio and podcasting, so I know what it takes, you know. Hey, get at me if you need some help, if you need some assistance. You know, I can definitely help you out, get you going. But yeah, I mean, you know, we got to look at it like this with this stuff, man. You got to protect yourself, protect your family, protect your friends. You know, the president and all the scientific community is not asking you to do much. They just say, hey, when you go out, put a mask on. If you feel comfortable taking the vaccine, that's fine. You take the vaccine. Some folks don't. It's okay. Here at the Juke Joint, all we ask you to do is practice social distancing if you can. Sometimes it's a little tight in there, you know, everybody trying to get in, get a drink on. And wear a mask, you know. That's what we do. You know, I do have some earlier hours than I used to have. We used to keep the joint open till 2 in the morning, but we can't do that no more. Everybody need to take their behind home, you know. So definitely on top of that, man, you just, you know, don't drink the Kool-Aid, you know. If you got to drink the Kool-Aid, that's on you. I just say don't do it, you know. Don't set yourself up for failure. You can ask a lot of these folks that's now in federal custody for a split second, a twinkling of an eye. They made a bad decision, and now they can lose their entire life. Some folks are losing businesses. They're losing their homes. They're losing their jobs, their livelihoods, because they decided to follow somebody that don't give a damn about them. That man is playing golf now in Florida. He don't care about nobody except himself. Because if he was such a caring person and wanted to make life great again, he wouldn't let them folks that's going through COVID now, he wouldn't let them folks, you know, die. And 400,000 people done died. And now the Democratic Party and all of the president and all these folks going to have to clean up a mess that they should have never had to clean up. They should have been able to just say, hey, you know. But like they said, they're going to do what they got to do. So shouts out to them. Shouts out to all of the ladies. I just, thanks again. You know, I appreciate you. You know, I do my thing. I open the Juke Joint on ladies' night. You know, we used to have ladies' night on Tuesdays. Tuesday nights, we would open at 6 p.m. right after work. We'd open up and have that thing banging. It would be women all over the place. And we'd have 2-for-1 drinks and all that stuff. But I'm going to do that again. Hopefully in 2021 we can do that again. A lot of different stuff. I'm just, you know, I'm at a point right now that, hey, we got to do what we got to do. You know, we just got to do it. We don't like doing it, but we got to do it, you know. So, but anyway, again, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate y'all so much and all you do for the station, the podcast, all of that stuff. So I just want to say as well to you, in 2021 as well, the Juke Joint is going to become a little bit more informative. I am thinking of some ideas and some things that we're going to try at the joint to educate you. I know a lot of people say there's no education in the blues. It really is. There's a lot of it. But I really, really want people to join me. I want people to listen to, we're going to do a little bit more talking than we used to do about, you know, current events and music and all of those things. We're going to stick to the blues. That's what a bar does. A bar talks about current events, what they call pop culture. So, oh, and by the way, shouts out to Michelle Obama. Her and President Barack, she slayed. Man, she was fresh. She was casket shop. Shouts out to her. If you didn't get a chance to check out the inauguration, go back and look at it. It was a great day for all except you know, what do they call it? Shouts out to the non-Democrats. But yeah, a lot of his supporters are people that feel like that he was doing a service to the country. Now, don't get me wrong. He might have been, but we didn't see it. Nobody saw it. You know, the man was, he spent more time golfing. From the way they was talking, he spent, you know, millions of dollars going to go golf every weekend. I mean, and he talked about people like they were dysfunctional. He talked about Hispanic people as if they were criminals. And in my opinion, now this is just me, but them are some of the hardest working folks on the planet. And they'll take any job. Cutting grass, laying tile, construction work, whatever. They'll do it. They're good at it. Mind you, they are good at it. But as a community, you know, like my mom used to tell us, just come together, you know, put your differences aside. You know, I don't stop nobody from coming in the juke joint. It is a equal opportunity drunk. It's an equal opportunity place of fulfillment. You know, if you want a cold beer, you want a glass of wine, you want a glass of Coke. It's a place to relax. It's a place, I ain't gonna say take your shoes off. No, nobody take the shoes off in the place now. But I do say this, it is a place where you can unwind, you can have a drink or two, a beer or two, if you want your, when I open at 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, hey, we are coffee pots on. I have two or three of my older folks that come a little early. You know, I actually open the joint at 9 because they will come up and get a cup of coffee. We will have a pot of coffee before the rest of the crowd shows up. But, we are not an equal opportunity place. I don't turn anybody away because of the color of their skin, their sexual orientation, what God they believe in. I don't turn them away. As a matter of fact, I have a regular customer. He is a white gentleman. He's Caucasian. He comes by, you know, has a couple of beers with us. Miss Bessie, she cooks him a mess of wings. Cause that's what Miss Bessie do. By the way, shouts out to Miss Bessie. I love her. She is a regular, at the joint. She's also our kitchen help. She only works 2 days a week. She works on Fridays and Saturdays only. That's all I ask of her. You know, I pay her well. It's really, really, really fun. So friends, family, loved ones, everybody come on out to the joint. So thank you so much for listening. Let's do one of my favorites. This is this young man here. He was a hit maker for years, and we'll miss him dearly. His name is Curtis Mayfield, and he's singing So In Love on Juke Joint Radio. Thank you so much for listening.
That's why I know this feeling good and strong. Trying hours, we seem to get along. I want to test the fact you mean so much to me. Let me rectify, I mean it honestly. Life is strange. Believe me, it is true. So in love, baby, die, rest a while. You're moving my emotions. So in love, you don't have to worry. You have my devotion. Love affair is bigger than we two. Lose our faith and it will swallow you. Loving you is what I'll always feel. Never ever doing things against our will.
Sweet face, oh, lady up next to mine. That's a man now, don't you fear? I can love you now, don't you hear?
Do it again.
Southern soul woman, yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. This is your boy DJ Smooth D playing the hits for you. Well, all right. Thanks again for listening. In the back, you heard Southern Soul Woman by a very good friend of mine, Lil Kim Stewart. She is from, let's just say, Lowndes County. Let's just say that. Whitehall, Selma, around that area, the Carnes Park area, I believe. She's a really good friend, great artist. If you haven't heard her music, she's been in Southern Soul for a minute. She is probably maybe 2 decades, maybe. She's been in the business since the early 90s that I'm aware of. Maybe a little bit longer. But anyway, again, supporters, these folks that believe in conspiracies, do me a huge favor. Think about something else. The election was not stolen. If you've had a little too much Kool-Aid, I understand. That's what we're going to call this episode, Kool-Aid Blues. Because there are a lot of people out here that have drunk a lot of that Kool-Aid. And that man just left the White House. He left with his tail in between his legs. He could have been a gracious, dignified president and just simply conceded and said, hey, I lost. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm broke. You know, one couple steps he could have did earlier, a year ago. We're going on a year in March. No, I'm sorry. Let me retract that. We're going on a year this month. He could have looked out and saw this happening and dealt with it. He wanted to be president. He wanted to play the big boy. He could have did it. Very simply. He could have dealt with it. He could have fought for it. He could have fought for the American people. Had it been me, we'd have got this under control ASAP. Because we've lost almost 500,000 people to this mess. You know, my juke joint's been closed for a few months off and on. I'm doing okay. I made it. I did okay. Wasn't the best place. A few months there I had to pay rent. Didn't even have the doors open. But I wanted to keep the business going. My main goal was the music, man. You know, us to be able to go in on Saturday nights and open the doors and bring a live band in, or bring a DJ in or just turn the jukebox on, listen to some great tunes from, Robert Johnson and Lil Milton and Bobby Rush and Willie Clayton and Theodis Ely and, all of these folks that just, make good music, Shouts out to Mel Waiters. Rest in peace, Mr. Waiters. As a matter of fact, speaking of rest in peace, rest in heaven. Hammerin' Hank Aaron, 86 years old this week. We lost him yesterday, day before yesterday. Larry King, one of the only great interviewers, was on Larry King Live for years, on CNN for years. He was, he's one of the best. I think we lost him. I think he was 85, 86, But anyway, again, Kool-Aid Blues. I want to thank you for listening, of course, loving and enjoying the station. So, I'm going to get out of here. But, here's the but. Sneak preview. We're going to do another episode. Now, I'm not going to tell you when it's going to drop. But I do say this. The episodes are going to get more and more. We're going to get better. I'm working on this podcast thing. I believe this is something that is viable, needed, and people can enjoy the station. They can enjoy the music, shouts out to you guys. Again, I will see you in the next episode. The next episode is coming soon. I'll say it like that. I will get better. I hope everybody's listening, loving, and enjoying the episodes that have been played. We're going to do some more episodes. Also, check out WUNK Southern Soul Radio. It is all over the internet. Also, WUNK Gospel Inspirations. If you want your gospel fix, that's the place to go. And those are all over the place. Of course, when it comes to Juke Joint Radio, at a podcast near you, Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Oh my God, I'm so proud of that place. Just to name a few. So definitely check us out. Enjoy the music. I'll be back. If you happen to see another episode, say in the next few days, you know, if you happen to see two in one day, don't be alarmed. It is me getting back to work. We're opening the Juke Joint more and more every single day. So, you know, if you hear more, enjoy. I'll see you on the flip side. This is your boy, DJ Smooth D, bartender, janitor, pooper scooper, part-time cook, and everything Juke Joint Radio. I want to thank you again for listening. I am humbled to be your host, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great day, great week, great month, and great year. I never ever say goodbye. I always say see you later. So if you open the door and I'm here, come on in, sit down, and have a drink or two. Thank you so much for listening.